Packers Cowboys, like America's team. People love that conversation. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, it's a good conversation for the fans to have, I guess. But yeah, it's there's a lot of history there in the past. I think we've had a lot of history just recently too. I think we've played them out of my 10 years. I feel like we played them 9 times or so, 8 times, and so there's been some big games, incredible finishes, and so hopefully there's another one.
Are you guys going back to last year, watching that game again, the divisional game?
We'll go back, yeah, last season playoff game, last season regular season game, all the recent ones, because you kind of get a feel for how, as a coordinator, they would like to attack you. So you look at that, and then you look at their most recent games, because their personnel has changed a little bit, so you got to check that out.
What are you looking for with the personnel change? Because obviously a lot of the schemes will be similar, but the guys might be a little different.
Same thing you do every week, just check out their skill set, how they like to play, if they're aggressive, if they're all that stuff. So it's the same thing, just different team.
Jordy, how different does it feel physically, mentally, preparation-wise to play a game, after the Thursday where you've had, it's not a full bye week, but you've had a little bit of extra time and all that?
It feels great. It's the one positive of a Thursday night game. You hit like a mini reset button for the body and for the mind, honestly, to get away from it and not come in the building over the weekend. So it's good. And had an extra, half day to prepare. So that's the positives there.
How important is that for you guys specifically? Because you guys suffered a lot of injuries as a team early, and you got a couple extra days here.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends on how well those guys got healthy over a weekend. I mean, it's still, so we'll see about that. But I think it sets up nice. We had a little mini bye, then we got, I think, 3 more games, then we have our bye week, then we have the home stretch where everyone will be grinding it out. So I think the schedule sets up well.
Mike was talking about doing well on second down, so that's a third and manageable as opposed to a third and long. Has he talked to you guys at all about that, or what are your thoughts as an offense on getting that third and manageable as far as what you guys can do?
I think that's always our conversation, to be successful early in the downs, to make third and down as easy as possible, have a chance to not have a third down. So I think it's part of it. Obviously, there's not a down we want to take off, but I think they did some self-scout over the last 4 weeks to see where we're at and, try to find out some areas that we can work on. And so I think that is probably one of them.
Jordy, when was the first time you got a chance to talk to Devontae after that hit?
I took my family home and then went over to the hospital that night. So and he was doing good. So it was great to get over there. A bunch of guys, I think, stopped by. He had some buddies in town. So,
what's it like to see him just back out of the practice field so quickly?
Incredible. He can recover from those rapidly, apparently, because last year he came back and played in Thursday night games. So, but it's good just to have him back out there. Obviously, like we said, Thursday night, his health is the most important. And then once that's squared away, we'd love to have him back. So, he's back, seems to his normal self, running around, just talking in meetings and stuff like that. So,
you're one of the biggest red zone threats in the league right now. Are you happy with your production so far?
No. Left some out there.
Jordy, how do you play the play after a play like
Devontae's? You huddle up and you line back up. I mean, there's a lot of things that a lot of guys in this room have dealt with on and off the field. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but you just have to continue to move on. I think you somewhat build up the tolerance to it over the years of playing football, from little injuries to bigger injuries, and obviously something as dramatic as that. So, I guess you kind of just get used to it, and you move on. You don't forget about it because, I mean, we're still talking about it on the sideline afterwards, but we don't have a choice. So.
Jordan, you got the deep ball against the Bears, but you have to do it between the safety and the corner. Are you seeing just teams trying to take your deep ball away pretty much? Or?
I mean, that was all based off our run action and the great job the offensive line had done throughout the game. The safety bit hard, the corner squatted, and it was an easy one. So, I haven't seen anything different. I think we're just getting normal coverages, and, if we just time it up right like we did there, it'll work.
2 minutes. Getting some of the – potentially having, the offensive line a little closer to healthy, how much will that affect timing for you guys, what you guys are able to do offensively?
I'm sure it'll add some things to it. It's something that we'll be more comfortable with our tackles outside to actually play tackle and not guard. Allow Aaron to be more comfortable. So I'm sure some of the deeper drops will come into play. But I think we're very multidimensional in what we can do, and we'll just continue to do what we need to do to be productive on offense.
Jordy, obviously you're really good. Obviously Aaron's really good.
Thank you.
But is it fair to say that you guys are maybe greater than some of the parts? And if so, how do you get to that other than just time?
Time and communication. I put communication on it more than anything. If it's in practice and games and meetings, walking down the hall, seeing something on a film, just constantly communicating, trying to be on the same page, trying to be one step ahead, trying not to miss an opportunity when it shows itself. So obviously time allows us to see a lot of things if it's in practice or in games, but I think just the way we're able to communicate and understand the game and it just grows over time.
Hey, Jordy, you were on the sideline in Dallas for the playoff game last year,
yeah,
right? Could you believe that Aaron and Jared Cook were part of that second
part of the game? Oh, man. Well, I didn't know what the play was, so that didn't help anything going into it. Usually I know the play because I'd stand by one of our coaches and they give me a play, so I didn't know the play. Then he rolled left, and obviously you can't see much, and you look up and all their sidelines saying incomplete, and then they get set it as a catch, and you still don't know, and then it goes through replay. So I think even if we watch it, you know, today, it's still crazy to see that it actually worked. And for him to run all the way across the field like that, for him to put the ball in that spot, and for him to be able to stop and still catch it. I mean, there's so much that goes on in that to be able to set it up and then obviously finish it off with a field goal. It's one for the ages, I guess.
Does this team kind of have a little more confidence, a little more oomph going into Dallas just because of the fond memories you guys have had there from the Super Bowl and the playoffs?
I don't know how many of them have been there. I mean, Super Bowl, we're down to, I think, like 5 or 7 guys now, so that probably doesn't last very long. The playoff game, probably a little bit, and just being familiar with them, having that good, like you said, that good vibe going in there, so that's something that you enjoy going back to places like that. They'll talk about it, but once the ball's kicked off, it doesn't matter.